La 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 la.
Hello, my loves, and welcome back to Just a Girl. Thank you for coming back to listen. In today's episode, I want to talk all about healing. Healing from your past is essential, and you cannot live your life peacefully without healing. Never let the sadness of your past and the fear of your future ruin the happiness of your present or the hope of your future. Healing from things that hurt you won't be easy, but it gets easier, and it also fulfills you. And yes, while healing is hard, it is easier than desperately trying to hold yourself together. It's important to be intentional when trying to heal. You can't expect yourself to heal if you pretend you are not hurt. Sit and process the things that have happened to you. Understand your pain and your anger. It's okay to be angry about things. I'm angry sometimes that I have depression. I always ask, why me? Why do I have to feel like this? And I haven't found an answer yet, and I probably never will, but I keep going with my life. I haven't always wanted to. Trust me, there are times where I just desperately wanted to stop, but I keep going, and you do the same. We deserve to know how it feels to not give up on ourselves, to live happily, and to feel all the love and joy we deserve. And eventually, you have to realise that in life, you can't keep asking why. Sometimes you have to let it go. I also used to feel bad for complaining. I tell myself that there were people who had it worse out there. And while yes, of course there are people who have it worse, it doesn't mean that you can't feel emotions either. Remind yourself that you didn't deserve what has happened to you, no matter what it is. Allow yourself joy in whatever you like. Let yourself selfishly feel happy. Heal yourself so you're not another hurt person trying to hurt others. Remind yourself to stay kind, soft, and warm, no matter how much others have hurt you. Don't turn yourself into a person you are not. Teach yourself how to love yourself. I will forever live with the scars on my skin that I caused by my own hand, and I am not ashamed. When I have children, they will see my scars, and they will learn how even when life is painful and cruel, you can always make it out alive. Remove people from your life that have brought you to that dark place. You cannot heal in the space that destroyed you. If your relationship brings you pain, staying in that relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, will only make it worse. And I also just want to say that that was not based on my past relationship, just to clarify. I know I just did an episode about that. It's not about that. People that continue to bring you down or not support you will not allow you to recover. You deserve people in your life who bring you up and support you and show you all the love that you deserve. And if you don't have anyone to do that, then I'll do it for you. Even if you have to end a relationship to heal, it's worth it. When something ends, something new will grow. You won't become healed overnight, but every morning when you wake up and you have that moment of total peace where your mind is quiet and you have a break from that cycle of emotions, hold on to it. Grasp it with all you can, and eventually you will wake up and you'll spend the day in less pain and you'll put yourself back together. And you will be so proud of how far you've come. Healing takes kindness to yourself. It takes patience and making changes. And it's different for everyone. For me, it's about accepting my previous actions and forgiving myself. Accepting the fact there is no reason I struggle with my mental health. And I cannot change it. But I can change my situation. I can speak to people who can help me. I can be open and I can work to break the cycle of depression. To break this cycle, you have to do things you're scared of. Delete the suicide notes you wrote when you thought it was all over. You don't need them. You're going to live a long and beautiful life. You have your whole life ahead of you to continue healing and to rest. Forgive yourself for the things you've done when you were in pain. When my depression is really bad, I get incredibly angry and volatile. And I know this anger has hurt my parents and my family, but I have to allow myself to accept forgiveness. My family still love me. They know my anger came from a place of hurt, and they forgive me, and they constantly show me love. And I tell myself this every day. You cannot dwell on how you acted when you were holding on for dear life. You hurt the people you love the most because subconsciously you know they will always love you, and they do. Healing is accepting the world is not all bad. I know kindness exists because I'm kind. I know kindness exists because my parents are kind. They love me. They support me. My friends are kind. Look for those little moments when you remember how good the world can be, even if it's just when you're having a really good coffee. The more you look for them, the more you notice them. And that is healing. Most people never get to heal because they stay in their heads, reminding themselves of cruel scenarios. Don't do this to yourself. Your future self is relying on you to heal. The resentment, bitterness, and sadness that you feel right now is not something you want to carry with you for all your life. I'm healing for 13-year-old me, the girl who was depressed and angry and felt alone. I'm healing for 7-year-old me who was bullied. I'm healing for 3-year-old me, who saw teenage girls and couldn't wait to be like them, who saw my mum and was so excited to grow up and be like her. I'm determined to give little me the life she deserves and the life she wanted. Don't heal for others. Don't do it to become more palatable for people. Do it because you love yourself. Because before anything else, you are yourself. Happiness and peace comes when you feel peace in yourself. Healing is leaving painful situations and remembering that you are leaving this situation with more knowledge and more love to give to yourself and to others. I didn't allow myself time to heal when I was younger. I tried to move past everything and get over it. And spoiler alert, it didn't work. However, what I'm doing right now, letting myself enjoy the smallest things of life, letting myself process my pain and embracing happiness as much as possible is working. I remind myself that hurting myself didn't give me the control I wanted. I take pictures of absolutely everything. This is another way I heal. I print them out, I put them on my walls, and I cover my phone with them. I look at them all the time. Pictures of people who are happy. I have this picture I love of my dad and his best friend. My dad just finished a half marathon and his friend completed a run as well. My dad would probably want me to mention that his friend's run was not as impressive as my dad's run. But, you know, I'm just mentioning that for my dad, so big up dad. And they're both just smiling so proudly with their medals. And it just reminds me of all the joy that this world has to offer. So I won't lie, I got very emotional writing this episode, which I didn't expect. But I think that's also another part of healing, allowing yourself to cry and to get emotional and to reminisce and just to think about everything you've been through in life. But when you do that, you have to remember to not focus on all of the dark sides of life and to remember all of the good and all of the beautiful things in life. And that's part of healing as well, is being able to look back on your life and not just pinpoint all the dark times, but pinpoint all the good times as well. But I hope this episode has helped. And I also want to say hello to all the new listeners I've gotten after putting this episode on Spotify and Amazon. It's actually so crazy. I looked at my downloads and where they're coming from, and there are people from Poland and Bulgaria and Argentina and so many other like places listening, which is just mental. And the fact that so many people are listening to my silly little podcast is just crazy. So if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a rating and leave me a comment if you're listening on Podbean, the OG Podbean, we love it. My Instagram is catewers. If you have any themes that you would like me to make an episode about, then feel free to message me and let me know. Thank you for listening, and thank you for all the support I've been receiving. Goodbye for now.